Today on Stray FM's Family Show, we are visiting Hal Croft's funeral services in Skipton, a place that is about to celebrate its 100th birthday, which is very, very impressive. A place that is currently in its fifth generation of a family business, so really, really key to Skipton for the past century.
Hi, I'm Vicky Howcroft and I'm part owner of the business and I'm a funeral director and I'm fourth generation of the Howcrofts to be involved in the company.
Hi, I'm Natalie. I'm also a funeral director and I am the fifth generation of the Howcroft Funeral Services Company.
Nigel Lambert, I'm a funeral director here. I've been here for nearly 20 years now. I'm non-family member of the business arrange and conduct funerals.
I've had a little tour, we've had a little look round and sort of discussed how the funeral process works then. We're going to talk about something called funeral plans today. And what I thought a funeral plan is very different to what you would call a funeral plan. Can I say what I think a funeral plan is? So I thought it means you pay X amount per month, let's say, I don't know how much they are, but £20 a month, and that means that by the time you die, your funeral is sorted and paid for. Is that what you mean by a funeral plan, and is that what it is?
No, not really. A funeral plan, it's an opportunity for a person to come and sit with us and discuss what they would like to happen at their own funeral, and also the opportunity to pay for the funeral in full, hence guaranteeing that payment for the rest of the person's life. And then knowing that that funeral will be carried out and paid for without the burden of their family having to sort of find the money when the time comes.
Because I know that it's been mentioned in the news quite a lot that funeral costs are rising. The thing that I described then, the paying monthly, what is that?
That would pay part towards the funeral costs. The companies that do that would go somewhere towards paying for the funeral at the end of the day, but there would be an extra cost from the families for disbursements or for funeral directors' costs.
And do you know how much funerals will tend to be in the future? I know that's obviously a big question because how long is a piece of string and how much and what do you want to happen at a funeral? But how much do you think is going to change between now and in years' times?
We really wouldn't know that. Such things as catering or newspaper notices, flowers, crematorium fees, gravedigger fees, cemetery fees, all these costs go up. We don't know, which is why it's nice to guarantee the price that you pay now.
So the process then, it's going to be a tough time anyway. Coming somewhere like Hal Croft's, who have been doing this for a century, for almost 100 years, you must have a routine and the ability to guide people through that process and make it quite easy for them.
That's why we do what we do, try and help people at the worst time of their life and guide them through it.
I think we'll try to give families every option,
yes,
rather than just this is the way we do a funeral. It's up to the families and the loved one, especially if they were arranging the funeral themselves with a funeral plan, to plan their wishes, their music, what they wanted to happen to the cremated remains, and we will give everybody the option, all the different options.
So that, you know, if there's a specific request, any religion, you know, it's something that you are quite familiar with dealing with. If people want to talk to you here at Hal Croft's, whether it's about a funeral plan, so paying in full for your funeral for the future, therefore avoiding all those rising costs, or if somebody has experienced a death in their family or a relative or a friend or somebody who they are planning that funeral for them, how do they get in touch and what's the first step for coming to Hal Croft's?
Just pick up the phone, give us a ring, call in the office. You know, we'll gladly speak to people. I've spoken to numerous people who maybe been given a terminal diagnosis and they just want to chat and just see what options are available. Won't cost a penny, we're here to help. You know, our advice is free.